An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Go behind the high walls, gilded gates and palace facades and into the very heart of the most famous families alive. Here's your daily consort from the Royal Observer.
Former President Donald Trump, 78, always thought Princess Diana was a looker, a source once claimed, and he apparently feels the same way about her very handsome elder son, Prince William, 42. The heir to the British throne met with America's next president at the British Embassy in Paris, France, after the reopening of Notre Dame Cathedral on Saturday, December 7. Post-ceremony, within the opulent confines of the UK ambassador's residence, Trump and the Prince of Wales engaged in a candid tête-à-tête. The president-elect, known for his unfiltered disclosures, later shared insights from their discussion. He revealed that His Royal Highness conveyed that King Charles, 76, is fighting very hard amid his ongoing cancer battle, while Catherine, Princess of Wales, 42, is doing well following her own health challenges. The former president, never one to withhold admiration, lauded Britain's king in waiting for his demeanor and appearance, remarking, "I had a great talk with the prince. He's a terrific guy, and he really loves his family." He further noted, "He looked really, very handsome." Some remarkers on the meeting couldn't help but mention how the 45th and soon-to-be 47th US president once provocatively talked about the future queen's topless pictures back in 2012. He also once told Howard Stern on air that he could have nailed Diana, Princess of Wales, had he wanted to. The next monarch's appearance at the Notre Dame reopening underscored the crown's enduring commitment to international solidarity and cultural preservation. His participation in such a pivotal event, amidst personal tribulations, or even any underlying disdain for Trump, highlighted the royal family's dedication to their roles on the global stage. Trump's revelations have ignited discussions about the transparency surrounding the health of senior royals. The British Crown traditionally maintains discretion regarding personal matters, making Trump's comments both unprecedented and newsworthy. Observers are now contemplating the implications of such disclosures on public perception and the royal family's privacy. The resilience of the British royals remains a focal point as the year-long health battles faced by the King and Princess of Wales have undoubtedly cast a shadow over the monarchy. Yet, their unwavering commitment to duty, exemplified by William's active engagement in recent weeks, inspires admiration and public support even if the family remains spread thin. In the intricate dance of diplomacy and royalty, Trump's Paris meeting with Prince William poignantly reminds us of the personal challenges that even the most public figures endure, an insider shared. It also highlights the enduring strength and grace with which the British royal family navigates the complexities of their personal and ceremonial roles. Fox News reported on Trump and William's sit-down.
For more of your daily consort, be sure to visit theroyalobserver.com. Subscribe and like this podcast. Oh, and keep calm and carry on.
Need parts now? O'ReillyAuto.com offers in-store pickup, same-day home delivery, or next-day home shipping. Get more parts your way at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!